Shvius, Per Gimel, Mishnah Ches, 3:8. The Mishnah digresses for a moment here to discuss not removing stones from one's property, but doing other kinds of stone work on one's property. The discussion here has to do with building. First discussion is building steps that lead down in a gully where the water trails off one's property so that it can get to the bottom of the gully and get the water trapped in the crevices and pools within the gully. So the Mishnah says, "Ein bonin madregos al pi hageos erev shvius mishapasko gishamim." One is not permitted to build stairs that would allow him to safely descend the gully. So on the al pi hageos, on the edge of those gullies, erev shvius, in the sixth year mishapasko gishamim, once the rains of the sixth year have stopped, because by now building steps to descend into the gully to get the waters pooled there, if there's no more rain, that would suggest he's going down, preparing the way to be able to collect water in the seventh year to water illegal seventh-year crops. And therefore, once the rain stops in the sixth year, there's no more construction of steps to descend into those gullies because it looks bad. But may shu misaken l'shvius, because it appears at least that he is readying his fields to have more irrigation potential, watering potential in the seventh Shemitah year. On the other hand, once the rains have stopped in the seventh year, so now building steps for safe passage down into the gully would only be relevant for a descent in the eighth year when he has legitimate fields that he can be watering. And that being the case, we do allow him to prepare those steps in the seventh year, because it's Shemitah and it's not developing a field, it's building, it's, you know, masonry work, it's building steps. Because all he's doing is preparing his fields so he can plant and grow crops more effectively in the year after Shvius, meaning in the eighth year. The Mishnah continues to say, Lo yismoch ba'afar, in those gullies, he would have to set up some kind of like dam where he would catch the waters, so he'd be able to, you know, retain more of the waters that flow out of his property through the gully for irrigation purposes and watering the field later on. So we're not going to allow him to build a dam by stopping up, you know, with afar. Afar here means, the Bar Tanura says, afar vetit, meaning, you know, cement, you know, mortar, clay, etc., to block up, to make a, you know, watertight dam, that he cannot do in the sixth year, again, because it appears he's getting ready to catch water for the seventh year, for no legitimate purpose, but again, he could do that on the seventh year leading to the eighth year, and because, again, it's clear he's doing that for the sake of the eighth year planting. Avla osu chayitz, what a person can do in the seventh year, or in the, when it's still raining, or in the sixth year after it stops raining, he can make a chayitz. Excuse me. Now a chayitz, like from the word mechitza, is a partition. So he can make a stone partition that's not watertight in the gully, provided he doesn't, you know, stop it up as a watertight dam. To be honest, the exact purpose of this chayetz is not clear to me, whether it's for demarking his territory versus neighbors, or whether it's like a precursor for being able to later on put in mortar and have a dam that works, I'm not sure. But in any case, whatever the chayetz is for, one may do it because it doesn't hold water back, and therefore doesn't look like he's building a structure that would be using for watering on the Shemitah year. That's the end of the Mishnah's digression regarding the work one does around his gullies and water runoff. Now we return back to the topic for the rest of the parak of removing stones in general from one's fields. And again, the concern is it should not look like he is preparing the ground for planting. So the basic gist of what we said up to now in the previous few Mishnayos is that you can't remove small stones because there's no good reason for that. It's the big stones that signal this is a construction project. As small stones being removed would suggest he's clearing for the sake of planting, with some caveats, as we said before. So the Mishnah here now is going to, you don't see in the words of the Mishnah, so you have to just make a note to yourself in the Mishnayos. We're starting a new paragraph, we're going to a new topic here, we're reverting to the old topic of removing stones from one's field, and we're talking about a case now where a person has an existing construction project happening on his property. Let's say he's building a stone wall around his property, or he's building a barn by piling stones or something like that. So we're going to say, right beside that stone wall or stone construction project, he may pick up off the ground small stones for use in that construction project, because it's evident to everybody that he's doing it for the sake of taking the stones for construction and not removing the stones for planting. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Kol evin shu yachol lifshot es yadov la, any stone that one can just reach out his hand, meaning while standing at the construction site, at the wall that's being built, he can reach out his hand, and he can reach a given stone on the floor. That stone he can take no problem. Hareizu tinatel, that stone can be taken for use in the construction project, because it's clear to everybody he's simply picking up a stone from the ground and putting it onto that the stone wall or stone construction project, so that's no problem even with small stones.